paradoxically, this moment of crisis is also one of great opportunity. I think that when the new administration assesses the position in which it finds itself, it will see a huge crisis and terrible problems. But it can, I could see that it sees a glimmer in which it could construct an international system out of it. If you look back to the end of the Second World War, many people now think that the period between 1945 and 1950 was in many ways the most creative period, or one of the most creative periods of American foreign policy. But it started with chaos and fear of Russian invasion of Europe and governments that were very weak and people who were very
So the United Nations came out of that, the Marshall Plan came out of that.
That's right, and NATO came out of that,
and later the Truman Doctrine came out of that later.
Right.
There is opportunity in the crisis.
When you look at the medium-term interests and the long-term interests of the key players, India, China, Russia, America, Europe, they really are importantly parallel.
But when you talk about a new structure, I'm not sure you've used the term new world order. I mean, what is it? Is it simply a world order that's defined by new interest and new mutuality of interest?
All of these issues necessitate a global approach. So you don't have to invent an international order. In talking to the leaders of the world that I have met and counted in recent months, their willingness to cooperate with America has been enhanced by the very recent crisis, the economic crisis, and also the way the whole international system is evolving.
It seems to me the larger point you're making is that the economic crisis that is prevalent in the United States, in Europe, in Russia, and in China, India, offers an opportunity to make a case for something new rather than something old.
Yes, funnily enough, even the jihadist crisis, it's bringing home to everybody that international affairs cannot be conducted entirely by drawing borders and then defining international politics by who crosses what borders with organized military force. This has now been reinforced by the fact that the financial crisis, which totally unexpectedly has spread around the world, limits the resources that each country has for a foreign policy geared assertion of its own pure interests.
What would you call this age, this opportunity, this moment?
Maybe the age of compatible interests.